Alright, so on the agenda today, first there's the finances. Again, let me know if you have any questions about that. Nothing new as of late to make mention of on those, though. The thing on the agenda today is issues regarding building maintenance. And so the first one, the plumbing problems that we've been having, we need to get that fixed. And so... does anybody object to, I don't really know that there's anything to discuss. We're just going to have to call a plumber and see what needs to be done, I suppose.
One thing that needs to be done in addition to cleaning it out is getting some kind of a knockout or clean-out valve. Clean-out, I don't know what you call it.
Clean-out cap.
Because we don't have
one.
Yeah, the church doesn't have, I mean, there's no one, not one on the building anywhere, never has been, so they have to actually pull it up and send the snake down the hole after they've taken the toilet off the sewage holes. The sewage hole, is that technical?
That's a good technical term.
I wonder what you're talking about.
Well, I just heard a couple of plumbers talking a minute ago. So,
so anybody object to getting that taken care of?
No, I don't.
Again, we have plenty of funds to do what's necessary. Yes, Dennis?
I've had a request that if it looks like it's not going to be fixed by Wednesday night, at least post that so that everyone would know.
Okay.
So do we need to look at doing any repairs to that wall between the bathrooms while we're at it?
I don't know. There's been enough water that's gone through there. Probably worth at least taking a look at. Where's Josh? Is he coming? Your dad?
Josh is going to be out of town this week, so somebody else will need to call a plumber. And I don't want to.
What about Herman?
That's one to call. If he's willing to do it, I would trust his work.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that Paul indicated was running a camera.
Well, in order, if they're going to clear it, I'll have to pull the toilet to clear it, and that's your access to the camera. The camera will have a locator. So it's two jobs in one, actually.
So they'll run the camera anyway when they're looking.
You have to ask them. Yeah. Clear the line, then we'll pull the toilet, clear it.
And find out why it's clogging.
And while the bullet's pulled, you have to locate where nobody knows where it comes out. So,
all right, we don't do it. We don't even know if it's a septic system or if we're on
the plane. Assume back at the back, nobody knows if it's acidic or septic.
Yeah. I know there's a septic thing back there, but I don't know if it's still on.
A lot of places had septics. I mean, as the
converted
services came through, they would.
Yeah, but I don't think we. I don't think they required it of us. I may be wrong, but I don't think.
Rick, would you mind calling Herman?
I'll call Herman.
All right, appreciate that. The second thing is the parking lot lights. You know, you probably noticed on Wednesday night that it was pretty dark out there. And I think that's something that we need to look into, seeing what's needed to fix that issue. And Josh, do you know? I mean, I know you know more about it.
I've been looking for somebody that's like does commercial lighting, basically. This is my plan: is to call somebody in the next week or so. I'll be gone this week, but next week I can meet somebody. If I can find someone that is.
And we've kind of been babying those lights the last couple of years now. We've been
getting. But like my goal and my plan was to basically try to get it done all at the same time rather than just. Since everybody's here, I'll tell you what we had thought, or what I had thought was, and I think everybody will, I don't think anybody will have a problem, but if somebody does, please let me know, is to rather than replace the current bulbs that are creating the darkness issue, because what happens is, as they age, they start to cycle on and off. As they heat up, they'll cycle off for about 3 minutes. Three to 4 minutes, and they'll come back on. And they'll stay on for 15 minutes, and they'll get hot, and they'll cycle back off. And that's an end-of-life, I guess, condition that is with the kinds of bulbs we have. So, long story short, I would like to, with the approval of the men, replace, I think it would be best for us to replace all of the current lights that we have, which I believe is a bank here, a bank back here, and then we've got some electrical problems that are causing the one on the left not to work out here in the parking lot. One, fix the electrical problem, and two, to replace all of the current, I think they're mercury vapor lights with, and I could be wrong,
LEDs,
basically. because LEDs we're not going to have to replace every 5 years. And if we can reach them, it wouldn't be a problem, but since we can't reach them without a boom truck, it's an issue. So I don't know what the cost, but we'll try and get estimates on replacing them all.
Does anybody have any objections to replacing that? Do we want to, you know, get that estimate and then let us know? And that's something that we could, get that estimate, let us know, and if it's, we probably have the funds to do it, but if it's weight, I mean, I don't have no idea what that cost is.
Right, and that's my thing. If I had an idea or a ballpark, I'd spit it out, but I have no clue what they charge.
Yeah, so let us know what estimate you get for that, and then we'll go from there. But most likely, I think we'll definitely be wanting to get that.
I'll try to get two. So, does anybody know any commercial lighting people or have any dealings with any in the past? Because I have. I'm just going to be basically doing some research and calling whoever seems to be honest.
Google.
Yep.
That's what I have to do.
Houston, but that didn't help.
Yeah, that helps here, yeah.
And the only other thing that I had, Patsy brought up, that the and it's not pulling up right now on my Facebook, so I'm doing this from memory if I missed it, but a new table that's bigger and chairs.
Yeah, the table and chairs that they have in that classroom are too small for the kids.
Okay, and she mentioned something about a...
So I just talked to her right before we walked in. She indicated it was just volume of kids that are going to be coming into that room soon. And she said it doesn't need to be bigger. It doesn't need to be taller. It needs to be
bigger.
A bigger capacity for children. And so that she just wants to make sure that there's like 4 or 5 kids coming up soon, and that we're going to have room for them in that room.
Okay. And we've talked about, you know, we already have money set aside for the classrooms and the needs. And so I don't know if there's much to discuss there. Does anybody object to getting a new table if that's extra on top of, I think it's to the... Is it $200 a month that we had or quarter or whatever?
Well, just $200 in a specific
need.
Specific need, yeah.
Okay. So if it's anybody object to getting a table if needed for the that class?
Alrighty. It's not about class. I want to back up to the plumbing thing real quick since I was outside looking.
That's fine.
I was trying to find something. You're going to call Herman. Is that what I understood as walking in? Would anybody have any objections to if Herman can get his guys out here, when they come out here, have to go ahead and have the line run, but also authorize them to put in a clean out in the back?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Stop fixing the problem. Come talk about it.
He won't speak up.
Wait, just so he the cap for the plumbing. He just wanted to make sure we understood everything that needed to be done for the plumbing, since he missed that first part.
And I'm sorry. It's got to be done.
Yeah. Does anybody have any new business?
About the septic tank. Are we on the septic tank?
We don't know.
Nobody knows.
We'll find out when we call the plumber.
Because he'll have a camera.
If we have a septic tank, we don't need the sewer, and we're charged for sewer. With the city.
I don't know if we are or not.
I'd have to look at the bill.
That's what we need to check. If we got it, should be had no need to pay for a sewer.
Right.
You know.
I agree.
I mean, I'd always
go back and try to...
Yeah, we will find that out when the plumber gets out here. Does anybody have anything new that they need to bring up?
Just one quick thing. David Calvert was visiting with us today. He's... And Rule Brockman and Nancy were here as well. They have been members at a congregation that split off from the Weatherford Church of Christ for a long time. That congregation is no longer meeting, and David mentioned that they have a fairly substantial amount of money that is caught up in the treasury that they need to disseminate, and was wondering if we have any preachers, specifically with regard to supportive preaching, that might would be in need of such support. And I will hasten to say that I've got some doctrinal differences with David, but the money belongs to the Lord, and if they were sending it to someone who's preaching truth, then that, I don't necessarily have a problem with that at all. But if there is no objection and we want to do that, then maybe we can, if anybody has a list of names or either foreign or domestic preachers that need support.
There's a list of my alone.
That's what I told him. There's always going to be men, but he doesn't know of who they are and has very little understanding of those things. So if anybody has any men, and they don't object. I mean, it doesn't have to be the men agreeing, I guess, as far as, but if you have someone who needs support, let me know. Give me their name and contact information. I'll just forward it to David, if that's okay with them. So I got his card.
Yes, Steve.
There isn't there a Thursday night study where I mean Thursday afternoon study brought up about church discipline, and there's some surprise. There's some denominations they follow that, you know. And what I'm getting at that we need to follow the church discipline as such, you know. In the last 3 years, we lost two souls. I don't know, you know, with Joel Duquesne, that happened so quick. You know, he got caught up in his and introduced into the immoral sexual pleasures. You know, I don't know if the elders did anything or not, or anybody else. And same thing with. We lost with Kate Cornell, you know, and somewhat tied to her depression. That depression worked in. I mean, not from when she first started here, you know. I mean, and that first thing she did when she left Sacramento with her grandparents, she looked up a conservative church, you know. And for I don't know how many Sundays she'd stand there by the little counter there by the door where the visiting cards are. You know, we not hardly anybody talked to her. You know, that was years ago, and I'm not going all that. But and when you go to Facebook, the things that would come up there when she started getting to that, you know. And that, as far as I could tell, that's worked in her depression. You worked on her. I mean, you want to know about that. If you don't, I don't know how many people follow Facebook, but it's an ideal tool. And with me, with mine, I get an email that so-and-so is posted on Facebook. You're somebody I know. You don't have to look at all that stuff. You could, you know, it's good for the member of the church to see what they post. You know, you got some of these intellectuals that post things on there, you know, and such that in their books thing, you know, they read the wrong books or whatever, and not of this congregation, but. This is one of the problems with Kate Cornell, you know. And hopefully that being home with her parents would get off of that stuff, you know. But what I'm getting at, I mean, it's good to see that Gwen made it last Sunday and this Sunday, and then Chris, her daughter, when it doesn't work, she'll be attending, and when I guess settled with Ed with his heart, he'll be back. And,
right.
But we still have Joe Wilson, you know. I mean, nobody to get in here, can't see or hear or something, you know.
Right.
I mean, but she, according to Yvonne, she's made somebody poster that we'll pick you up, you know, or somebody will, you know. But there's something wrong. I don't know if anybody's working with her or not on that. But if not, works, you know. I mean, even with Creek Canal, when the elders did, when she first started coming, you know, I'm not coming, and then she's coming.
Right.
And but we need to do something about her, you know. I mean, and whatever it takes.
Yeah, we certainly do need to look into reaching out to Sister Wilson, Joe Wilson.
Well, say that Wilson, every time reaching out, you know, maybe they gotta do.
Well, it may be time to as a congregation reach out to her. You're right. That's something that we certainly can discuss. Anybody have anything to add to that about the as far as, you know, what's difficult with these situations is the, of course, the pandemic made everything kind of difficult, and then the time frame as far as when it is time to reach out to an individual as a congregation. Does anybody think that time has come with Joe? Are we to that point yet?
Certainly so, but one thing that I would add with regard to Joe is that if you're going to reach out to her to say you need to be coming, then you need to be willing to or have some plan for her to get here, because she can't get here on her own. And she doesn't want to be a burden on anyone. That shouldn't change the fact that she should be here when she can come. Her family's a little hesitant because of her health with the pandemic still. But she has come a couple of times despite the pandemic in the past. But anyway, again, it's easy for us to say you ought to be coming, but there needs to be a number of people saying, and I'll be the one to come get you. We need to have a plan or a willingness to set up a plan, not just that you need to be there, but we'll be right there. And that's a little bit of a burden to the one who will go or the ones who will go, because she's a little bit far away and in a direction that most of us don't come from.
What direction is that? What part of town?
God, I don't know what Thomas part it's called. It's a 76116 area that's...
I think it's just southwest of here.
Southwest of here. Yeah, southwest, but I forget what the...
is it area town
it's called? Closer to the heart of Fort Worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like down Bryan Urban, that kind of area.
Yeah. And her address is in...
But again, I mean, that's the objection. Yvonne talks with her most often. She still sends her money through Yvonne, not consistently, but she does. And it's that, you know, the lady who works with me, she's got a maid that stays with her during the week but is not there on the weekends. So when she does go out at all, it's to get her hair done or something like that, it's with that lady. But that she's not able to get out to come to worship. She feels justified in not coming. Because of her sight issues and her family's concern about the pandemic is what's kept her away. And so in that regard, she will need to have a consistent ride or individuals who are more than one. It's best if it's more than one, but if someone be able to come and say they will, that will at least remove any excuse that she has.
Do we know if she's logging on the website?
No, she's not. She has no contact with us at all, except if we call her.
Anybody have anything else?
Talking.